This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Went to court over the reassessment question in Lackawanna County. Chuck, welcome.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm doing great. Explain the decision that of the Commonwealth Court today.
That's correct. The biggest thing, Sue, is that the trial court in the victory we won last week, it clearly stated on a full analysis after effectively a trial for a full day. We were there for the entire day. Expert testimony, witnesses were called. Based on that extensive record that was built, the trial court majority ruled clearly that the question was confusing, misleading, unintelligible, and therefore unconstitutional, because the law is that ballot referendum questions put before the electorate have to be clear and unambiguous and not vague. And, of course, the question was a mess. It was all those things. Further, our Court of Common Pleas, ruled that the $13 million, which was set up to $13 million, was a violation of LGUDA, LGUDA being the Local Government Unit Debt Act. And they violated the statute. You have to put an estimate, and of course, the judges ruled up to $13 million isn't what the act or statute intended. So on those two counts, they held in our favor. The ballot question on the referendum on the assessment question in Lackawanna County was declared null and void, and the results were to be invalidated and not count. Now, of course, the county takes the appeal. So I think a lot of people don't understand. They think if you take an appeal of a case like the county did, that you get like another bite at the apple, that the court will then hear the merits of the argument. They do not do that. In fact, I clerked for the Superior Court of Pennsylvania, so I'm well-versed on the rule of appellate procedure and review. In a preliminary injunction, Sue, the only thing the appellate court looked at, and I'm quoting the Supreme Court now, is whether or not there was any reasonable basis for the injunction to be granted. They don't look at the record. They don't care what the judge's rationale and reasoning were effectively, but they basically, if they find that their ruling is in violation of some law or that it was so against the evidence presented, they then can basically overrule the trial court. But that's a very, very rare occurrence. And, of course, if you have two judges like Mazzoni and Judge Gibbons, Judge Gibbons being a former United States attorney, in well-reasoned majority opinion, state the reasons, we knew going in this was a frivolous appeal by the county. It was a delay tactic, confuse voters even more, and we knew it would be upheld. And, of course, today, in relatively short order, it was.
Okay. Chuck, what about the fact that Lackawanna County has been so derelict in its reassessment for decades? What about? I know that this is it's kind of a separate issue because the question was a hot mess. But overall, is there some sort of remedy for that?
Well, unfortunately, Sue, there is a remedy, and that's called electing leaders to lead this county and lead this region out of lethargy, out of economic depression that we suffer from with high unemployment. A leadership, to me, is stating your case as an elected executive to the people in your district and in your jurisdiction and telling them what you want to do, what your vision is, why things need to be done. Explain it to them and educate them, and at the end of the day, make an executive decision. That's what, like, that's the hypocrisy and the lie of Lauren Cummings and Pat O'Malley. Not only did they to me, violate their executive responsibilities, but then to ensure there was no political fallout, if in fact there was a yes vote to do the reassessment, they wanted to inoculate themselves. They made sure, A, no one could understand it, and B, Sue, the reason they put the $13 million, which is the first thing you see, is a scaremonger tactic to scare voters into voting no. That's a lot of money. So,
sure.
what is the solution here? What needs to be done? Having what Jerry Notarianni did, the Democratic minority commissioner, even though he was the high vote getter, we need a reassessment. It needs to be done. It'll be done fairly and equitably. And you know what? That's what needs to be done. And whether you agree or disagree, at least the man has the courage of his convictions and is stating a case. And it does need to be done, Sue. It hasn't been done in over 50 years, and people don't realize. They're afraid of losing their homes. They don't understand. They're not going to lose their homes. In fact, they'll probably pay lower taxes. The system is so unfair and so outdated. For example, Sue, the city of Scranton homes that were valued in the 60s, 50 yeah. years ago, don't you know, and I think you understand, that the value now with the city in financial ruin, they've been in their 25 years of effectively a state-ordered, it's not receivership, but distressed status according to the statute. The value of Scranton homes, Sue, are probably only 50 or 60% of what they were, which means everybody in the city will pay significantly less tax. See, people don't understand all that.
But some may check out maybe in the outskirts or the burbs or whatever, people may end up paying more. And
a little more.
Sure.
Some may. But again, it'll be done fairly. And you know what? If they have great estates and if they have acres and acres and acres of land, maybe they should. But see, that's the second part of this, Sue. It shouldn't be because you know somebody on the Board of Assessment Appeal. The system is rigged. People that know somebody pay almost nothing. People with values of their properties that are only half, really, of what it's worth on the market are paying much less than people with much lesser values on the market because they know somebody in the Board of Assessment Appeal or they know one of the county commissioners. The system is corrupt and it's rigged and really does need to be done. But what this was a hot mess. I like your terminology, and I'll use it. It was a hot mess. It was intended to fail. So you have the ultimate lie here. Not only did they shirk their executive responsibility by not doing it themselves, as they should have done, but then they put a question on that was rigged to fail. And one more point for your listeners, Sue. I think this is kind of important. The Scranton Times just wrote an editorial and mentioned this. Isn't it interesting that on the Globe store renovation that we really didn't need, we're going to spend, they said $17 million, but I'm hearing accounts from reliable sources saying it's already up to $25 or $30 million on this restoration. Why didn't they put that on the ballot, Sue? That's kind of a debt question, wouldn't you think, incurring a long-term debt of that magnitude?
Yeah, some people say, though, Chuck, if you get into this habit of putting every question on the ballot, why do you need leaders? But,
right.
Again, I'm glad that you called, and I'm glad that you discussed this issue in depth, because I know it's one that you're very familiar with, and sometimes we do need the help of the people who know what they're talking about. So, Chuck Volpe, thanks for doing the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Sue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.